We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
David Carr, NFL Network analyst, brother of a guy that you might have heard calls the Bay Area his home, Derek someone or other, joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Appreciate having you back on, David. How you doing, man?
You got it, guys. Pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you very much. So your brother's got a new head coach. What do you think of John Gruden coming back to the game of football?
Well, first of all, I think it's great for football in general. I mean, the guy's fantastic on the sideline. He's a great coach. I know he was enjoying his Monday Night Football gig, but, man, you know, some guys just can't stop the grind. I know that he loves it. He loves that aspect of it. I've had multiple conversations with him in the past, you know, decade or so. Just about the game in general. He's excited. I know he's excited to work with the Oakland Raiders. That's his spot. I know he went to Tampa and they did their thing there, but Chucky belongs with the Raiders. So I'm excited to have him back, and Derek's pumped too.
There's no doubt that his love for the East Bay is real. He was the only guy in that press conference who bothered to use the word Oakland, which I thought was unique and pretty cool.
Yeah.
You watched your brother have a year where I think it's easy to say that it didn't go in the right direction. He regressed a little bit. It was just not the year that we were expecting. From a guy who played the position, for a guy who knows Derek so well, what do you think was the key of last year's unraveling?
Oh, man, when you have a year like that with the expectations that they had, there's a lot of keys, unfortunately. First off, all due respect to all the coaches, because I know how hard it is. I've watched Derek play. I've been around the game. I know how hard it is to dial up game plans and lead men and go through the things that they went through. But I'm a big believer in coaching. There's no salary cap. You know, I think that's one of the hidden mysteries in the NFL is you can pay your players only so much. You can pay your coaches whatever you want. Go out and find the best coaches. I've always, you know, looked for the owners that are willing to do that. I think Mr. Davis, fantastic that he decided, you know what, John Gruden's who I want. I'm going to go out and pay him whatever it takes. The money is inconsequential to me. I really think that if you get a winner, you get a guy that can bring a Super Bowl back to Oakland before they leave, and then go do whatever you're going to do in Oakland or in Vegas, you know, for the next decade and who knows how long, how much longer after that. I think it's priceless. It's like trying to find a good quarterback. I mean, how much are you willing to pay? We go through the debate all the time on the network on how much your quarterback's worth. You find one, they're priceless. So I think what you saw this year was a little bit of that. You got to have the right coaching staff. Jack, although I love the guy, I played against him in Jacksonville. You know, he was brought in. He's as a defensive coach. Let's just be blunt with it. Defensive coach, and their defense didn't play up to par. So I was really surprised that it lasted that long. They had some success 2 years ago, so I think that really helped. But their defense had been struggling for the last couple of years, and he was brought in to fix that and to kind of. I think what Derek and what the offense did probably bought that staff and bought those guys a little bit of time. So for me, I think that it was a situation where they struggled this year on offense in particular. I can't really speak on the defensive side, although they got better at the end of the year. It was nice to see. On the offensive side of the ball, there was just a lack of discipline, a lack of, just black and white, a lack of guys doing things the right way. The drops are the drops. The drops happen. They shouldn't have happened at the rate that they happened. Catching the football is also a skill. You have to work at it. You have to be willing to pay the price to go out and make catches and take throws from the jug machine or grab a quarterback. Jerry Rice dropped a ton of balls. I'm old enough to remember that, you know, watching NFL films, talking to guys around the network. He dropped a ton of balls his rookie year, came back, and no one really ever talked about that after that. So you got to have the discipline of that. I think getting a guy in certain positions, wide receiver room, most of the rest of those guys are in pretty good shape, but I think you really need to have a guy like an Anquan Boldin or a Larry Fitzgerald, those type of guys that have been around and have done it right, that you know you can get Pierre Garçon just across the bay. he's a guy like that, doesn't drop the football, does things right. You have to have that guy to show those guys what to do. You know, I know you have Amari and he's young, but, man, he could really benefit from something like that. I think Crabtree is still too young for that. I think he's still his talent level is higher than, you know, I have to work at this level. So I don't think that he's to the point where he thinks, well, I have to do this extra over here to make sure because I have to make up for something that I'm lacking physically. I don't think that's true. I think Crabtree is still physically crazy talented. So you still need that guy in that receiver room to hold those guys accountable. Or you just hire a coach like John Gruden, and he puts a staff around those guys where that's a focus. And there's little things like that that kind of go throughout the entire locker room on the offensive side and the defensive side. But hiring John Gruden, bringing him in, bringing the coaching staff, and guys they're not afraid to bring back guys that were ex-coaches in the Raiders. Tom Cable coming back as an offensive line coach is, I think, fantastic. What they're doing on the offensive staff, all those guys have been brought in to help Derek play better. And those are words right from John Gruden to Derek. It's all of the guys and everyone that we bring in, they're all being brought in to make you better. And so when you're a quarterback in that situation, you know, although Derek has taken the leadership role and he feels like this is his team, until someone says that to you and they say, this is all on you and we're all here to make you better, just watch where his level of play goes next year. I mean, it's going to go through the roof because his confidence right now, just in the short meetings that he's had with John, is astronomical.
You know, and obviously they'd like to talk even more than they're allowed to right now due to rules, which I think is nuts. Like pro football, if Derek
crazy, right?
If they want to get a studio apartment together, they should be allowed to, right?
Right. I completely agree. And that's what I was kind of asking Derek the other day. He's like, oh, dude, a couple times. And he was saying the same thing. Because honestly, it would be a race to see who gets in there first at the facility with him and John. If they could be in there every day, they would be. So I guess the rules are in place for the sake of Derek's family and probably John's family too.
Yeah, that's awfully nice. I know that both those guys would sacrifice their families to get back to the playoffs, and I think that's why they might work out well together. If the skeptic in me has to creep up here and say one thing about Gruden, though, and I don't even know if Derek fits the billing of young quarterback. He's been pretty experienced in this league so far, but Gruden has never really developed the one quarterback, the young quarterback. Like he brought Gannon into MVP form and he got a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. Are you worried that he's never really done that hands-on grooming beyond the ESPN show?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's the unknown. There absolutely is. But like I learned from my dad, and Derek learned the same thing. And I think John Gruden has that. There's no substitute for hard work. And I think that John is also, in talking to him over the last decade, he's in tune with the changes and the things that have been happening. Yes, Spider 2 Y Banana will still probably be in the playbook. There's so many other things, and the game has evolved so much since then. And the cool thing is he's been involved in that. So I think he's been around, and he's watched film for these Monday night games, and he studies the game, I know, in the offseason. I really think he's been thinking about this time of coming back since he left. I really don't think that he ever had a plan to stop coaching forever. I honestly think it was... Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, sorry, you dropped out there for a second, so I thought I'd fill in if we lost you. But it just dropped out for a heartbeat. Wrap up, please.
Okay, yeah. I think that John has been looking forward to this day for a long time, so I think he's also been preparing himself for this moment, too. So, you know, with the combination of hard work, and then you talk about Derek and being a quarterback that maybe is a young guy, and I agree he is. But I think at the same time, just in the short conversations and the pieces that I've got from Derek, John treats him as a veteran quarterback. He even says to him things like, you know, I've never had a quarterback as talented as you that I get to work with. He appreciates the situation that he's in, having a guy walking into a situation like this. I guess it would probably be much like Rich Gannon, Brad Johnson type thing, even though Derek's not as far down the line as those guys. I think John views him as that guy. He's definitely said things to him as far as being able to say things like, I'm bringing guys in here only to make you better. You don't really say that to young quarterbacks that you're trying to maybe break. Him and Derek the keys to this thing pretty much at the jump. And I think that they're going to have a great relationship. I know I've heard a little bit about, oh, how's Derek going to react to John's style? I think it's fantastic. Derek is kind of crazy in the fact that he likes the work. He enjoys that side of it. Not a lot of guys enjoy it. I don't know that I can say that I enjoyed that side of it. I guarantee Derek is. We're trying to have a birthday party for his wife the other day in Bakersfield, and it's in this big barn area. It's kind of like our gym, kind of hangout area. and he's over in the corner doing squats. We're trying to blow out birthday cake, and he won't stop. And he enjoys that aspect of it. I know John does. I think it's going to be great.
There you go. Hashtag never skip leg day. We've got David Carr, NFL Network analyst David Carr here on 95.7 The Game. As a former quarterback, what impresses you more? The fact that Brady is in the big game once again, or that Nick Foles stepped into the backup role and brought a team to the Super Bowl for the first time? Foles looked like a 10-year pro yesterday.
Yeah. I honestly think, I don't think we're going to be able to appreciate Brady's greatness until he's done. And we kind of look back and say, they did what? He went to how many Super Bowls? So that's going to be something that we're going to have to get away from a little bit. And I can go on about how great he is for a long time, but I won't. What I love is Nick Foles, because having been in that situation, starting and then also being a backup quarterback, I can tell you, man, that's not easy. Getting thrown into a situation like that, especially when you're replacing, top three or four MVP candidate and Carson Wentz, they're playing great. They're a number one seed. Just don't screw it up, Nick. I mean, for the last month, all he's heard is he's going to be the reason why they lose this football game and aren't able to take this great team to the championship. Oh, we'll get him next year when Carson comes back. But what he's done, and on top of that, what Doug Peterson has done with him and getting into a rhythm early with the new kind of new age RPOs and the run play, run pass options that they did, where he gets the ball out of his hand, gets to read one backer, and got a little bit of a rhythm going, and then built him some confidence to where he can take some shots down the field. I mean, the guy was 4-for-6 and throws over 20 yards the other night. Before that, he was 2-for-15 in the first four games that he played. So they're starting to figure it out with him, get him in a rhythm early, get him some completions. He's an accurate quarterback. You can see he can throw off balance. He's got a big arm. I mean, he throws flat-footed the ball 55 yards on the touchdown pass on the double move off Newman. So he has some ability. It's impressive to me because I've been in that situation. I know how hard it is to be a backup quarterback. You get no reps. He's never thrown to these guys. He's learning on the fly as we go over the course of this last month, the timing with all these guys, and you're starting to see it. And I think you're still going to see it kind of gradually grow. And I think it'll make for a great Super Bowl. I give them a real chance to win this thing.
That's why I kind of like the Eagles plus 5.5. I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Patriots win this game, but 5.5 feels pretty good to me. It really, really does. It's been a wild year. NFL Network obviously has been covering all of it. Is there a theme that you think goes from this year to the next? I mean, it's been so much about anthems and ratings, and it seems like we've lost our real love of the sport. What would you like to see covered more of leading up to the Super Bowl, more of next year?
Oh, man, more football and less of the nonsense. I mean, I think that's why people tune in, and whatever the nonsense is, it can be penalties. I think that needs to be cleaned up, too, because the great thing that happened the other day was, how many penalties did they have in that game? In the Jacksonville, New England?
Well, I know the Patriots only had one against them, which I know left Jacksonville pretty upset.
Some people didn't like that very much. I'm sure some people with those fouling refs, I'm sure they didn't enjoy that too much in the pats on the back. But, no, I mean, that was kind of nice to see, too. And just raw football, man. People come to the NFL. It's the greatest team sport ever invented. Tom Coughlin used to say it all the time, and it really is, because you got to get 11 guys, and really more than that. You got to get your entire team to buy into one thing. They all got to be on it. If one guy slips up, you lose. It's a great team sport. It's phenomenal to watch. Let's just get back to just that stuff, eliminate all the other nonsense, and let's go play some football. I think people would enjoy it.
From our text line, Damon, I always love it when you have David Carr on. I was a big fan from his Fresno days, and now as a commentator, he's always candid and in-depth. And I would agree with that, and thank you again for joining us. We appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. David Carr, NFL Network analyst, here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.